Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The thing no one tells you about isolation is the way it affects your senses. Everything is amplified. I ate a peach today, just because I don't need to eat, that doesn't mean I don't want to, and I swear I could have wept tasting it. It was so unbelievably sweet, but it was also so much more than that. You think a peach is just a peach, right? Just tastes like peach, but that's not true. The fuzzy outside tastes like the pages of an old book on its own. That first bite of the fruit makes your gums ache from the rush of tartness before the sweetness kicks in, and it floods your whole face and throat and chest until you can't think of anything but how incredibly delicious it is. Not to mention the smell of it, the scent of peaches, really ripe ones. It's intoxicating. It is to me, anyway. I have the same reaction to things like guava or passion fruit. I smell them and I get dizzy from it. It's almost addictive, which is why you'll occasionally find me in the produce section just standing there sniffing the tropical fruits until I realize, hey, Dahlia, you're in public, maybe dial down the weird for a minute. But I can't help myself. And this peach, this specific one that I ate, it just... ugh. And you should have seen it. I've never seen one those colors. Fading from buttery yellow to wine red on the skin, the inside looking like an explosion of sunlight. Even the pit was gorgeous. Seriously, the pit looked like this old wooden carving I saw in a museum once. It was that intricate, delicate, but tough. And look, it was just a really pretty peach, okay? You don't really think about peaches making a sound, but they do, actually. It's soft. It's a whisper when you bite into it. Then it's a waterfall when you try to get all of the juice and not waste one bit of it. It's a good thing I was alone because I know I was a mess. Then, of course, there's the feel of a peach. Soft, wet, the little bit of stickiness left on your hand and chin until you can wash up and wash away the shame of basically going down on a piece of fruit and showing it a rockin' time. When you're alone, when you don't have to worry about what anyone else will think of you, when those inhibitions are stripped away, you're allowed to feel all of the everything, to experience the everything the way you're supposed to, unobserved and totally unleashed. I sat there eating that peach under a golden tree, while a breeze blew against my face like a caress, and I wasn't exaggerating with the weeping thing, I really almost cried. Which would have been really awkward, since that's when I realized I wasn't actually alone. Shifts is written, edited, and voiced by Caroline Minks and features original music by Loyalty Freak Music. Special thanks to A.R. Olivieri for their support of this project. If you like what I do here and want to help me make more of this content, consider supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/Caroline Minks or on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Caroline Minks. For updates on this series and beyond, follow me on Twitter at Minx Micros. All Minx Micros are produced in Central Virginia on unceded Appomattox territory.